Mencken's views on democracy were laid out unapologetically. No surprise. When did he apologize for anything? Democracy faced discouraging challenges, he said. So much depended on what he called mob man, a not always engaged or discerning voter. Quote, what is worth knowing, he doesn't know, and doesn't want to know. What he knows is not true. A majority of voters, Mencken said, comprise, quote, a witless and malignant tyranny, antisocial in its motives, and evil almost beyond endurance in its effects. What do you suppose he really thought? Has anything changed? Today, we worry that these voters simply won't vote. No wonder, he might say. Quote, politicians are men who sold their honor for their jobs. These enemies of democracy are successful at turning their science of bamboozling and exploitation into a delicate and lofty art. Any hope for democracy was to be found in the voter he referred to as superior man. Quote, the man of honor, independent, enlightened man, predisposed to liberty, on guard against erosion of freedom, not one who plays on the fears of people in troubled times. What you see in candidates' competition for public office, he wrote in Notes on Democracy, is, quote, half-insane reviling of the enemy, manufacturer of false news, incessant spy hunts, abandonment of decency, decorum, and self-respect. The man had foresight. Any remaining hope for democracy, he said, lies with the press. Quote, they contribute the only effective opposition, and one of their clearest duties is to keep a wary eye on the gentlemen who operate this great nation and only too often slip into the assumption that they own it. When newspapers fail in their duty, which is usually, we are at the quack's mercy. Mencken took no prisoners.